Hello guys, how are you all doing on this fine evening? Ew, I could have started this ramble in so many ways, and that's how I choose to start it. What is wrong with me? Should I cut it off? No, we're gonna keep it. It's a ramble. It's fine if I'm being a little stupid. I don't know what's wrong with my voice. I might have drank a little too much coffee today, and I think I'm a little too hyper. But that's fine, because it gives me the perfect time to sit down and record an audio for you guys. More like a ramble. It's not really an audio. And I feel like this ramble is going to be all over the place. I don't know why. I don't know what I'm going to talk about. But let's start off by talking about the craziest thing that happened this month, which is Trump's almost assassination. What was that? Did that even happen? Okay, so we were at the lake when we got the news. So we're not like the biggest, like, political people out there, our family. But we were at the lake and my dad was just like scrolling through whatever he was scrolling through. And he was like, Trump almost got shot. And we were all like, what? No, because I thought my dad was lying. And then he showed me a picture. And I was like, whoa. I don't even know why I'm laughing. It's really not funny. But I was just like shocked because I couldn't believe it. That's insane. It's insane. I don't really know what to say about it other than the fact that it's crazy. And, you know, I was gonna say it's good no one got harmed, but unfortunately I heard someone did, which I feel really bad for that person. Oh my god, I don't really know much about what happened that day, but all I know is someone tried to, like, shoot him in the head and he, like, moved his head and it grazed his ear. That's all I know. And I just find that crazy. Like, I can't believe we're living through this. We're experiencing this, you know? This is gonna be in history books one day. And we're seeing it firsthand. Cannot believe that. That's insane. You guys know I never like to talk about politics or anything like that on my page. But, I mean, it's crazy. I cannot bring it up because I cannot believe that happened. But let's move on from that. There's a lot that I want to update you guys on. My cat keeps meowing in the background, so if you guys hear that, I'm so sorry. I don't know what's gotten into him. He wants a lot of attention, and yeah, I'm trying to give him attention while recording, and there's only so much I can do. Anyways, that's besides the point. How have you guys been? I hope everyone's been doing amazing. I've missed you, and I feel like I haven't sat down and recorded a ramble in a while. It always feels this way every time I sit down to record one. I should drink some water. I feel like my voice is not sounding that great. I don't know what's gotten into me. But I feel like my voice sounds really good at night. Like before I'm getting ready to go sleep, I have like that sleepy voice and it sounds chef's kiss. But then my voice during the day, I'm gonna go grab water. Okay. I have my water bottle with me. I'm gonna do some ASMR for you guys. Okay, ouch. I don't like the sound of that. Okay, let's not do that. I have the cutest straw topper that someone who I think is probably listening to this ramble actually bought for me off my throne, which is my wish list, and by the way, thank you so much. It is actually adorable. Like, I couldn't believe I found a straw topper that looks like a bow, and now I have it on and I keep staring at it. It's the cutest thing ever, and I don't want to out the person that bought it, but just know that I'm so grateful for you, because honestly, this person went out of their way to buy me so many things, and I was so shocked. I couldn't believe my eyes when I got all the notifications for it. I was like, what? This person got me the cutest little robot. I don't know if I'm butchering the name of the brand, but it goes by iLeak or A Leak. I don't know. I could put a link for you guys if you are curious to know what it looks like, but it's like a pink and white robot that makes the cutest sounds ever. I want to turn it on, but I don't want to scare you guys because the voice or the sound is pretty loud, but let's try it here. I wish you can see this, like times like this. I wish I had my camera on. He like moves his head and he makes the cutest faces ever. I'm obsessed. I didn't need this, but I did. Okay, I'm gonna turn it off now. It is really, really cute. And my brother thinks it's creepy because when he first saw it, he was like, why do you have a robot moving on your desk? I was like, it's cute. You don't get it. Because I remember seeing this girl on, I think it was TikTok, who showed it and I was obsessed. And I was like, I want it. So I put it on my wish list and this person bought it for me. And I just want to say thank you so much. Like, you're the best. Any of you guys that go out of your way to send me gifts off my wish list, honestly, like, you don't know how much I love you. I love all of you that are listening to this ramble right now. I love all of you so much. And anytime I get an email that someone gifted me something or someone commented on a post of mine on Patreon, I get emotional because I start thinking about all of you amazing people who are supporting me and making me very happy every single day. You guys are literally the reason I wake up with a smile on my face every morning, so thank you for that. But anyways, aside from all of the gifts and blah blah blah, let me update you on my life a little bit. I'm not gonna lie, not much has changed since the last ramble. I've gotten a little more tan. I've been tanning a lot under the sun. Thank God the weather's been really nice here. It's actually been very humid, and I heard it's gonna go down to the 70s next week, which is really sad because I'm really enjoying the heat. Because we don't really get a lot of heat in the state I live in. It's usually very cold here, so whenever we do get heat, we make the most of it. And I was already pretty tan from the time I went to Florida, like last month. So now that I'm getting even more tan, I love it. I love it so much. I love being tan. I love having tan lines. They just make me so happy. Which, if you know, you know. I mentioned tan lines in one of my newest audios. I forgot which one it was, but one of them. Oh. It's the sharing a bedroom stormed in roleplay that I posted very recently. Anyways, there's a reason these are called rambles, because I do sit here and ramble a lot. I actually left a note of the things I wanted to talk about, because I cannot keep them all in my head. I will go crazy if that happens, so let me pull it out to see what I want to talk to you guys about, because there was quite a few things I wanted to talk about. Okay, so I know a lot of you are gonna ask me if I watched any new movies, because every single time I mention movies in my rambles, you guys get happy and you give me your opinion on the movies. So I have watched a few movies this month. I feel like a lot of amazing movies came out in June and July this year, right guys? Like, it's amazing. So we got Despicable Me 4, and if you know me, you know that I love animation. I love cartoons. I don't care that I'm a 20-something year old. I just love cartoons. And I watched Despicable Me 4, which is the newest one. Oh my god. It was so good. I'm not going to spoil anything, but it was a little bit. I mean, Despicable Me movies in general are always a little more goofy rather than, I don't know how to explain it. I think you guys know what I'm trying to say. I just feel like they're always funny, you know? And so I felt like the movie was definitely very random. Very random. It was a little boring at some parts. I don't know if I'm the only one that felt that way. It wasn't even a long movie, but I just felt like it was a cute, funny movie. If you wanted to sit down, have a laugh, eat popcorn, and watch something cute. Whose car? Holy shit. Yeah, like I was saying, if you just want something like cute and funny to watch, Despicable Me 4 is perfect for that. I did really, really like it. And I like the new characters they introduced a lot. If I had to rate it, I would give it like an 8 out of 10. I love Despicable Me in general. I love the Minions. And it's always nice sitting down watching them. So the fact that I got to watch the new one is amazing. And I also watched the new Quiet Place movie. I think it's called The Quiet Place Day One. Let me look that up just to make sure. A Quiet Place Day One, yes. I watched it with my cousins. I loved that movie. I think it is so good. Definitely different than the other Quiet Place movies I've watched. And the fact that it happened in a city rather than like a town. Because the other one was in a town, right? Or a fort, I don't remember. But this one happened in New York. I thought it was really interesting to see how it would happen in a city and how they would go through, like, go about it. I can't talk. I cannot talk today. All in all, it was a very good movie, very emotional. It did make me sad, and I was on edge the whole time. I'm not going to spoil anything once again. I love the cat in that movie, and if I had to give it a rating as well, I would honestly give it a solid 9. I thought it was great. And it wasn't gory, which I appreciate, because you guys know I don't like gory movies or movies that are unnecessarily graphic. And I feel like a movie like that could have been, but they wanted to keep it more PG-friendly, so I liked it a lot, a lot, a lot, a lot, and I recommend it. If you guys haven't watched it yet, go give it a watch, you would love it. And if you haven't watched any of the Quiet Place movies, what are you doing? You need to get on that. I think they're all so amazing. Oh my gosh, my stomach is like doing the grumbles. Shh. Don't embarrass me. But yeah, so those are the movies I've watched. I don't think I've watched anything else. I've been watching a lot of Love Island. If you guys know, I love reality TV. That's like my weakness right there. I can just sit down for hours and days and watch reality TV and never get off my ass. It's bad, but the new Love Island season, the USA season, it's actually been trending on TikTok, which is crazy because I don't remember Love Island trending this much. So it's trending a lot. A lot of people are watching it. I'm loving it. It's very dramatic. It's very crazy. But I feel like you definitely would need to have acquired taste to like it. I feel like most of you guys would not enjoy Love Island. But if you were to ever sit down and give it a watch and try it out, it's great. It is great and juicy, and definitely a good way to waste some time if you ever want to like binge watch something. There's that. There's also another show my mom and I are watching, and it's only on Apple TV. It's called Loot. Loot, L-O-O-T. It's hilarious. It's so good. It's a rom-com, and I love it. I think it's amazing. We literally signed up for Apple TV just to watch it, and it was worth it, so I recommend that as well. That's it to what I've been watching. It's been quite a lot. It's been quite a lot. I'm so excited for the new movies coming out, though, because in August, there is, what is it called? And It Ends With Us. Oh my gosh, how did I forget? That's one of my favorite books. It Ends With Us by Colleen Hoover. They're making a movie for it next month in August. It's coming out. I'm so excited to watch it. Blake Lively's in it, and then there's the, I forget his name, he was in Jane the Virgin, the actor, he played Raphael, what's his name, how do I always forget, Justin Baldoni, I hope I said that right, yes, he's in it as well. I think the casting is okay. I would have wanted to cast other people for the characters, but I love Blake Lively, and I think she will do amazing as Lily, so yeah, I'm excited for that. There is lots of movies coming out, honestly. I can't keep up. Like, I just cannot keep up. And I'm excited to talk to you guys about them eventually when I do watch them. But yeah, that's it to what I've been watching. What have I been listening to, like, as music? I know lots of you guys are not into rap, but I love rap. I've been listening to a lot of that, but also, when I say rap, I mean Don Toliver. I don't know if you guys know Don Toliver, but if you don't, you are missing out, because his music is amazing. I love him. And I might actually watch him live in November because he is coming here soon and I want to see him so badly. But his new album is amazing. He has a song called Tore Up, like literally Tore Up. It is so hype. It's gonna make you want to get up and jump. It's so good. And he does have a couple chill songs on there as well. That's one thing I love about him, is like he's not very crazy with it, you know what I'm saying? There are certain artists. There are certain artists I can't sit down and listen to when I want to like wind down, you know? And he is someone I would listen to if I'm just like doing my makeup or something, or drawing or whatever it is. I could just listen to him. His voice is amazing. And he's married to Kali Uchi, who's also one of my favorite singers. I love her so much. If you guys know, if you don't know, I love Latin music. I love Spanish music. And she makes amazing songs. It's like a mix of English and Latin. And I think they're amazing. She has a beautiful voice as well. So, yeah. Kali Uchi and Don Toliver. Love them. Love them. Love them. Aside from rap, I've actually been listening to club music. Which is weird because I'm not going to lie, you guys. I hate club music. Like certain loud music. But if you guys know, there's a singer called Charlie XCX. She has been coming out with the most fire songs ever. And some of my favorites are 360, B2B, and she has a song called Sympathy is a Knife, which I think is so nice. I'm actually gonna like play some of it for you guys. I feel like you guys would hate it, but I really like it. Oh, I don't want it to be too loud. I don't know, I'm obsessed, it's so good. But yeah, point is, I've been listening to her new album, and it seems a lot of people also are liking it because it's going quite viral. I see lots of people posting about it on TikTok and Instagram, and I think she deserves it, you know? Especially because I feel like this era of music is different to what she used to put out in the past. So, been listening to that. I've also been obsessed with Lana Del Rey's new song, the one she made with Quavo. It's called Tough. It's really, really nice. Her voice is beautiful. She's one of my favorite singers, by the way, you guys. And I feel like them two together, perfect. So that's a really good song that I recommend as well for you guys. I think you'd love it. I've also been listening to Morgan Wallen's new song. It's called Lies. What is wrong with me? Talk. It's called Lies. And oh my gosh, it is so good. I love Morgan Wallen too. I feel like he's amazing. Like, his voice in this is so good, you guys. I love it. Like, I just love it so much. It makes me kind of emotional. Yes, so if you have not listened to his new song, Lies, please go do yourself a favor right now. It's so good. What else have I been listening? Ooh, Zach Bryan. If you guys know who Zach Bryan is, he's a country singer. But I feel like he's more than just country. I don't know. I love him. I think his voice is beautiful. And he has this new album that came out as well. There is one particular song on it called 28 that I think is so pretty. Something about it is just like so calming to me. And I feel like his music is very, it hits very close to home to some people. And let me just skip to it. It's such a beautiful song, honestly, it really is. I thought that was the part, never mind. It's coming, I promise. Just give it a second. Like, are you joking? I love it so much. And my other favorite song on the album is called Pink Skies. It is featuring Watch House. And if you guys have not listened to his new album or him at all, I honestly do recommend you do that because this song also is beautiful. Love it so much. So yeah, that's what I've been listening to. There's also Megan Thee Stallion's new album. You guys know she put Jujutsu Kaisen in there. In the song called, hold on, I think it's called, let me find out, Otaku Hot Girl. It's so good. She got the voice actor of Gojo to actually say this, which is crazy. So yeah, it's a really good song. Arigato. Arigato. I love that part. I just think it's so good. Like, yes, go off. So yeah, love her new album as well. And Peso Pluma, if you guys know Peso Pluma, he is amazing and he makes the most lit songs ever. There's a song he has with Kenya OS, I'm not sure who that is, but it's really good as well, and it's like amazing. It's just so good. I just cannot stop listening to this song, I swear to God. It's very good. It's called Tommy and Pamela, if you guys are curious. So yeah. Travis Scott has a new song with Mustard. It's called Parking Lot. My cousin actually stole this song from me because he loved it so much when he first heard it. It's so good. Like, you guys listen to this. Hold on, it's about to drop, I promise. Come on, any second now. Fabian in the parking lot. So good. I love Travis Scott, I'm not gonna lie. I just think he's... oh my god, I love his music. Love his music. So as you guys can tell, my taste in music is very much... everything. I like rap, I like country, I like pop, I like everything you can think of. I'm very open-minded when it comes to my music, so if you guys have anything to recommend for me, leave it in the comments down below and I will give it a listen, because if there's anything I love, it's listening to new music, listening to new languages as well. So yeah, whatever it is, you guys leave it for me down below and I promise I'll give it a listen. But yeah, so I just took you down my current playlist, I guess, to what I've been listening to lately. I love music. Music makes me so happy. So any chance I get to discover something new, I take. And I just, yeah, that's all for music. I feel like I wasted half this ramble just pretty much talking about music. So maybe we should move on and talk about something else, something different. Like the fact that I have channel memberships now on YouTube, which is basically like extra perks for support. It's really not that much different than like being on Patreon, except Patreon is 20 times better because you get extra content like this. You get rambles, you get, you know, spicy audios, whatever it is that you want. But with channel memberships, you basically just get access to emojis, like endearing audio emojis, like cute ones, early access to audios, and priority reply to comments, pretty much. But a lot of people don't know that I opened it, and the fact that it took me this long to open up channel memberships is kind of sad, because I should have done it a long time ago. But then again, I'm always late for everything. Even like launching a Patreon, I didn't do it till I had about 60 or 70,000 on YouTube, so I waited that out as well. I'm just always waiting stuff out before eventually putting it out there. I like to make sure that I know everything I need to beforehand. Like, I like to do my research, just so I'm not surprised when I'm later down the road, you know? But yeah, so that's been exciting. I've also been thinking about maybe releasing merch. I don't know. I feel like that'd be so cute. If I add a cute little chibi Aaron on like a shirt or a mug, I've also gotten lots of requests for that. A lot of you guys have asked for it, which is crazy because, I don't know, I just never thought about it. But now that I'm trying to, like, do new things, you know, I'm trying to be one of the cool girls. It's something I'm thinking about, and if I ever do launch my own merch or anything, I will let you guys know for sure. It's just a thought for now. I'm not actually doing it. I have to see what brand I would go for, I guess, who I would work with. So, we'll see. Possibly plenty of exciting stuff coming up in 2025, maybe. I don't want to say too much, but I am trying to put out a lot of new series and stuff for you guys. And so I feel like I did that, starting with the stripper series that I posted this month. I posted part one. I'll be posting part two next month, so I hope you guys are excited for it. It seems a lot of you are enjoying it too, and you're excited, so it's gonna be very cute, very interesting as well. Because personally, I love enemies to lovers, and I feel like enemies to lovers trope deserves a series, just so you can, like, feel the slow burn between the two characters, you know? And that's what I want to do with this new series. And even after, I'll be releasing another series, so I want to keep them coming. I want to keep you guys pulled in, you know? The last thing I want to do is bore you, okay? I want to keep it spicy and interesting. But definitely let me know if you guys have any ideas for any series that you want to see from me in the future. And I will keep note of that. Because, yeah, I'm always looking for new suggestions and stuff. So I would absolutely love that. I've also been thinking about possibly opening custom audios soon. Because you guys know I used to accept those a while back. And then I had to stop accepting them because I was getting a little too stressed with it. I just found it a little overwhelming sometimes, but I feel like if I were to open up commissions, it would be a very limited amount, and I'll be sure to make an announcement and let you guys know. But let me know if that's something you're interested in. I'm curious to see how many of you would want a custom audio from me. They'll most likely be safe for work. They're not going to be NSFW, so yeah, be on the lookout for that. I'll definitely be making an announcement if I do plan on opening them again soon. But I'm also curious to see if that's something you guys want as well. So please leave me a comment and let me know if it is. Wow, it's already been 28 minutes. Jeez, I need to leave. I'm really hungry. My stomach keeps growling. I really hope you didn't hear it throughout this audio. I'm gonna have to listen to it and cut them all out. Oh, there it goes. I think that's my cue. I'm gonna go make some food, maybe some pasta, because I've been craving pasta like crazy, you guys. I don't know what it is. I love pasta. But yeah, so I'm gonna go do that. But before I leave, you guys know the ritual. You have to leave a mermaid emoji down below, just because it's still summer vibes, and I feel like mermaids are pretty. So leave a mermaid emoji down below. And let me know if you guys believe in mermaids. Ooh, I feel like this is a topic we need to talk about in my next ramble. Aliens, mermaids, and ghosts and all of that. I love talking about stuff like that. Love it, love it, love it. So if that's something you guys want me to talk about in the next ramble, let me know. But also let me know if you believe in mermaids, because I'm not going to tell you if I do just yet. I want to keep you interested. Consider it like a little cliffhanger. I don't know if that's what you want to do. But yeah, leave a mermaid emoji down below, and I'll know that you listened to this whole thing, and that you're amazing and lovely and beautiful and all of the above. I love you guys so much. Now that July is coming up, please message or comment audio suggestions for me, not for July, but for August. And also, I'm excited because Halloween is going to be coming soon. Not yet, but soon. And I need new ideas for Halloween. I don't know if I want to put another vampire succubus audio, because I feel like I do those all the time. And I want to try something different this year, so please tell me about all of your creative ideas and what you guys want to listen to. And if it's something I'm comfortable working with, then I would potentially maybe do it. You guys know most of my work is improv, but I am always looking for people who write scripts. So if any of you do that, then let me know. And I'd love to take a look at your work. But plenty of you here already send me your amazing scripts, and I love you guys for that. Thank you for blessing me with your amazing ideas. You guys are the best. I love you. Don't forget to leave a mermaid. And don't forget to have an amazing, beautiful day and rest of your week. Bye, guys. I'll see you in my next audio.